Northeast Ohio. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show, as we are spotlighting Amherst this morning and all the rest of the week. We'll be here tomorrow and Friday at the Arabica on Park Avenue in Amherst. And joining us this morning is Mayor David Taylor. And this portion of our spotlight is brought to you by the Dovin and Reber Jones Funeral and Cremation Center on Cooper Foster Park Road in Amherst. Now, before I go, out of the corner of my eye, I saw what I thought was like a Christmas elf delicately coming to the table and placing a plate of bacon next to you. Is this what I am seeing here?
Well, you want service. I simply mentioned I wondered if they had bacon, and there it is. So why don't you talk to the mayor?
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Mayor, I think you could just talk to yourself for the next 15 minutes here. That is some hearty-looking bacon, Craig.
I'm looking forward to it.
That bacon looks like the Millennium Force at the roller coaster at Cedar Point. Have you seen it?
And there's a little presentation here. It's just not three strips of bacon laid side by side by side.
And it's on a plate, a paisley-colored green and gold plate.
Wow, look at that.
There's a lot of sort of eclecticness about this.
And I would say that about downtown Amherst, Mayor. What a beautiful place this is.
Yes, this is fantastic. We're very proud of how the downtown has really grown and become very successful. And Main Street is a part of that. And then, of course, all our local businesses that have businesses downtown that serve the residents of Amherst.
You know, you talk about people going out, maybe doing Christmas shopping. If you're looking for something special, out of the ordinary, maybe one of a kind, this is a great place to go.
Yeah, we have a lot of unique stores down here, and over the weekends we're especially busy with all the saloons and bars being open, and the fact of the matter is it's one of the good places to come over the weekends within the county, I'm sure of that.
Easily accessible, too. In your welcome letter in this magazine that spotlights the Amherst, you talk about how you're 92, the turnpike, so that allows for easy access for people to come in.
Exactly. You've got to come downtown Amherst, you know, like versus going through Oberlin or Wellington, it's through their main drag. But we're off 58, and you really want to have to be a point of destination for our downtown area.
Right. That has two. I mean, one part of it has sort of become sort of a little kept secret, and people like that when they know that it's a special place. If you just turn down this tree-lined street and suddenly you're into the
downtown
area. Exactly.
We're very fortunate because, of course, we have our commercial district on 58, and then you were off 58 a little bit, but come downtown and find this unique, historic downtown area, which we're all very proud of.
Right, which makes it a little more pedestrian-friendly if you're not
exactly
dealing with a lot of semis that are coming past you at a good clip as well. This is going to be your final term, your final month, your final weeks, right? As
well, my term ends the 31st of this month. My 12th year, I've served three terms, and I'm really happy with things we've got accomplished. We've had good councils over the years. We tried to serve the residents as best we could, and hopefully we've met their approval.
What do you see leaving here in 2015 that you didn't see coming in 2003 or whatever?
Well, what we've done over the years, like every city, you've got to maintain your infrastructure, and we've tried to be business friendly. We've tried to maintain our streets and our infrastructure. And it's not a fun things about infrastructure underground, but they're very important to the city and its community to avoid flooding and that type of thing. So we're very fortunate to have Mr. Costello be elected in terms of he was safety service director for 4 years, and he knows what's going on, and we were very fortunate in the community to have two qualified candidates run. Both would have done a good job. I'm very sure that Mr. Costello will do a great job.
He'll be with us tomorrow, and we'll, of course, ask him what he thinks lies ahead. But what do you see for this area?
Basically, what we want to do is just maintain what we've got. And then, of course, accept new businesses. We've tried to be business-friendly for 12 years. But you know, in the business world, it takes two to tango. Number one, you want business. Number two, you've got to make sure they want to come here. So a lot of times, through the old saying, you take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I think Mark will pursue that philosophy while keeping our small town, quaint atmosphere and historical downtown area.
We're talking with Amherst Mayor David Taylor. Mayor, what was it that made you decide to run 12 years ago?
Well, 12 years ago, we had some issues that I didn't quite agree with the president administration at that time. And I'm not a type of person that I won't just complain about something. I felt I could do something to change it and improve it. And so I decided to run then. I took on the incumbent, and who was a great person. And I was fortunate enough to win 12 years ago. And then my second term, I ran unopposed. And then my third term, I ran. And I was fortunate enough to win again. But I decided at the end of this year, enough is enough. And I leave it in good hands, I'm sure.
Do you look at it as one continuous term, or do you see differences between those three terms as you kind of got reelected and new people and council and whatever were coming in? How did that all go?
Yeah, well, I've been very fortunate here. I've had good councils, and they've been very agreeable. And I don't take an issue personally. In other words, I propose some council, and they don't like it. I have no problem taking it back and tweaking it to the way we all agree on it. And it's worked for me, and I've had a good relationship with the council president over the years. He's worked well with me, and nobody does this stuff alone. It takes a team effort, and I know that sounds trite. I know it sounds Pollyannish, but the fact of the matter is nobody does it alone. You have to have a good group of people to get things accomplished, and you don't have to worry about who takes the blame. I mean, who takes the credit? Because if you do it right, there'll be enough credit to go around for everybody. So I'm not the type of person to say, look what I did. It's always we, in my opinion.
Outside of politics, what keeps you busy?
I don't know. I'll find out. This is the first time I've really retired, because when I worked my private life, I worked in private business. When I retired there, I came right to the city. So I've never been retired. This is going to be a new experience for me.
Well, one of them might be making a morning stop here at the Arabica.
And exactly.
Sort of
right.
Getting the pulse of the town and people
exactly
as you
right.
Hear things as well.
Well, this is an example. This restaurant is a good example of a success story. Jerry's worked hard at it, and he does a great job.
Jerry Perch, the owner. And Mayor, do you know offhand what this was
yeah,
once upon a
time?
Many
years ago. This was a new dealership. This is a dealership store, a car store, car sales. And we were very lucky when Life Care took it over and remodeled it, made a good investment in our downtown area with Life Care and then this type of business. So we've been very fortunate, blessed over the years to have good people like that come into our city.
Interesting how different people can view a structure and come up with their own vision
yeah,
of what it could be used for.
Exactly. But this was a car dealership. Many, many years ago, I'll give away my age now, but a long time ago, it was called Wagner and Ebersol Car Dealership. And that's what it was along. And then right next door in the parking lot was a Sunoco gas station. And then over down the street on Church Street was Malad Abraham car dealership. So all this area one time was, I can remember back when I grew up here, because I grew up in Amherst. And I can remember back how it's changed over the years.
Well, that allows you as somebody who, mayor at the time, could also talk to people about if they're afraid of change, you could point out the fact that what you see now, you think is something that should not change. Was not there, you know, even some decades ago.
You know,
so change is constant.
Exactly. Well, I moved here when I was 3 years old, and I'm 75, so I've been here. The only time I left Amherst was when I went to college. And then all my wife and my kids all graduated from Amherst schools, so I'm truly a hometown boy in Amherst. That's why I like it so well.
You are one of those people who came home
yes,
and stayed.
Exactly right. And, you know, we've got good schools, and we've got anything you want we can find from living in Amherst or these other areas. Like you said, we have access to all these highways and everything, so, but we're not down by the fact that we've got the traffic situation right at our footsteps.
So there's a lot of good benefits, and obviously that's what attracts people to be
right
into the community, to move in here as well.
Exactly right. And we, you know, there's a double-edged sword with bringing business in. People like the fact they're here, but they don't like the traffic. So you've got to weigh the fact that which is better. Put up with the traffic, because you don't have traffic, you don't have good business. So it's a double-edged sword.
Is there much new housing taking place in the community? Or?
Not a lot, but we have a few homes built. We probably built about 20 so far this year, homes, which isn't a lot, but people seem to like what we've got here, and we're very fortunate to have what we have. And this, I believe, we've been blessed by the fact that we're doing as well as we are.
So have you given advice to the mayor-elect yet? Have you given him, or
no,
at least shown him where...
No, we talk a lot. We're going to have an easy transition because he's been here for 4 years. He knows what the outlook is and what our problem areas are. So it's going to be a very smooth transition, and he's a good man. And, the auditor who ran for mayor, we're fortunate enough to have him still here. So the transition is going to be simple because he knows all the issues. He knows our financial situation. So we're very, very fortunate to have and maintain a smooth transition as we go through the process here.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, and it's been great to have you on our different... We were talking before we went on the air that there's been three different spotlights from Amherst, and the mayor's always been kind enough to be a guest on the program as we've talked about what's happening in the community.